Track 15, Mike Liggins, Don't Mention the R Word. The TV star talks about fame and non-retirement.
Now, this is a bit embarrassing, but I'd like to tell you something about the life of a very minor celebrity, me. And before we go any further, can I just emphasise the words very and minor? For those that don't know, I was a reporter, presenter for BBC Look East for 35 years. I was on the television 3 or 4 nights a week, and that meant I was often recognised in the street. Most of the time, it was lovely. People just wanted a quick, chirpy chat, and that was it. I don't suppose it was all loveliness. I get the occasional cheeky remark, but you quickly learn to develop a thick hide. One remark still sticks in my mind today. It was a hot July, and I'd taken the family on a day out to Southwold in my old Rover car. Now, this Rover was the most boring car in the world, but my dad had given it to me for nothing, so I didn't mind a bit. It was a white saloon with walnut trim inside, remember that? And rusting paintwork on the outside, remember that? It was also an automatic, which I quite liked. So I remember driving down the high street in Southwold, which was busy with day trippers, and parking up. We went for a stroll round the shops, and it wasn't long before I bumped into a Look East viewer from Essex. He was a cheeky chap, keen to trade some banter with that bloke off the telly, and the conversation went something like this. You're that geezer off the news, ain't you? I am, yes. Nice to meet you. Did I just see you driving an old Rover a moment ago? Yes. Yeah, you did. Why do you ask? I thought you TV people all earned a fortune. How come you've got such a rubbish car then? Well, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Over the years, people would occasionally ask me what it was like to be famous. I always used to wince at that one. I've been many things in my life, but famous isn't one of them. Tom Cruise is famous. Taylor Swift is famous, but Mike Liggins never was and never will be famous. Fame is something bestowed on really important people, surely. There's also infamy, of course, but that's a big can of worms. So let's leave infamy to one side for now and move on to the murky world of celebrity. How you define celebrity exactly, I'm not sure, but I think of soap stars, pop stars and Premier League footballers. Regional TV reporters? I'm not so sure. But strange as it may seem, I was asked to open Fate's Turn on Christmas Lights and make the odd after-dinner speech. Some of the speeches went well and some of them not so well. I remember a particularly tough audience at a fundraising dinner in Walsingham one year. Most of the dinner guests who'd come from all over the country didn't have a clue who I was, and not many had been drinking. My speech started badly and went downhill faster than you can see Eddie Edwards. Laughs were in very, very short supply, and I still have nightmares about that night even now. I've been away from the BBC for a few months now, but I am still recognised occasionally. A reader of this column spotted me in the doctor's waiting room recently. That's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? Seeing someone you know in the waiting room. After all, you can't ask, how are you? You never know what the answer might be. No, the question I get these days is, how's retirement going? For some reason, people have just assumed that I've retired, which I have not. Maybe I just look old, do I? Or perhaps I look as if I need to retire. Don't answer either of those questions. I simply left the BBC to do something a bit different, and now I'm having great fun as a freelance journalist and videographer. I make videos for anyone who's prepared to pay, but I haven't retired. So, dear listener, if we happen to meet in the next few weeks or months, please do stop and say hello. But please don't remind me about Walsingham. Don't say anything rude about my car. It's a bit better than the old Rover, but not much. And certainly don't mention the R word. Bye-bye for now.
Well, that's it for the July 2024 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine, and I hope you enjoyed listening. Thanks go to our readers Kevin Ford, Caroline Aldrey and John Francis. Thanks also to columnists Mike Liggins, Nina Nana, Norfolk Magazine editor Emma Lee, and of course our sound recordist Catherine Rose. Please have a very enjoyable July, and Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine will be back with you in August. For now, it's goodbye from me, Sally Abbott.